This is the Never Alone Together podcast with Ian Henry and Gary Everett, bringing special guests on each week to share their stories of mental health struggles and to give hope to many who are going through dark times.
But mate, can you tell us about any life struggles you have been through and how have you coped with them through life?
Obviously, mine's like work-related. I still can't obviously go into too much detail because I've still got some stuff going on there. But yeah, that's really how mine sort of started. Been there a long time, maybe 18 years. Never took a day sick in my life. And then few things happened in work. So yeah, I went off work for like 4 or 5 months. Yeah, really deteriorated. Obviously, lockdown didn't help. I really struggled. Well, first couple of months. But my confidence really was sort of shot. Started to suffer, was waking up, not sleeping well. Waking up in the morning with like an awful feeling in your stomach, anxiety.
Everything's negative.
For me, an issue has always been I bottle things up.
Yeah.
Whereas my sister, for example, she'd be always quite open.
Yeah.
But with me, I've always kept things. And even I couldn't talk to my partner at all. I just keep bottling things up. Obviously, she knew there was things going on. But even when I was off work, I just go out walking a lot and stuff. And that for me was kind of my drug. It's if I didn't have exercise and stuff, I probably full lockdown, I would have gone insane. But yeah, people tell you all the, when people go into depression and stuff like that, then you just kind of think it's, nonsense. You snap out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just noticed it. And to be honest, yeah, I was
crept up on it.
Yeah, crept up on me. And it's just thinking about stuff as well. It's thinking, obviously I got to go back to work. What's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. Obviously, people say, oh, it's only a job and stuff, but you still need a job.
Yeah.
You like to do something, perfect, but it's not that simple.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously I've been back in work now and yeah, I'm, getting there, but yeah, I'm up and down constantly. You'd have a couple of good days. I look at it now daily.
Yeah, any more positive than negative now throughout the day?
Yeah, but I think what I've learned when I've spoken to, people say, oh, maybe she's a counsellor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I did started seeing on and off, but sometimes talking to a stranger is helpful.
Not for everyone as well.
But it's sometimes as well. You're gonna have bad days, good days all the time.
Yes.
So you can't talk about it all the time. Sometimes you don't want to talk about it, and you kind of go into a shell. Girlfriend say, "Oh, you're right," but I'm like, "I'm not really all right." But then, it's not so much that. It's I can't explain how I feel. It's you got this feeling, but you can't exactly explain what it is. But yeah, I think the way I sum it up, I think the worst weapon you can have is your mind.
Yeah.
Because people
overthinking.
Yeah. Everything else in your life is good. I can't say I'm surrounded with good friends, family, and stuff. But there's this little thing that's just been ticking, and it's been on and off for 2 years. But
like
I said, I get anxiety. Yeah, that's little things you get an email for work, and you think, "What's this now? What's this?" or something like this.
More,
and it's constant. You get anxious, you get worked up, and then I find then as well my moods. I've noticed that I can be really low or high.
Yeah,
and it's not short fuse. I would just say you get irritable. I get irritable, And it's
is that through worry or not, is it?
Yeah, possibly. I never wanted to, but 2 years ago, I sort of started on antidepressants, but I don't know if it's a placebo effect, whether they've helped or not. But I also think the negative effects is possibly this, where your moods and stuff.
Yes.
But that could be a mixture of everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It could be like that, whether they took them or not.
Yeah. So whether they've helped or not, I think possibly they have, but I don't know.
Going back to when you said about talk to a counsellor and stuff like that, do you think that these days now there's not enough understanding about mental health?
I'll be honest with you, I'll go the opposite way, and I think there is quite a lot out there. But I think when you read stuff online, for even local area and stuff, I think the sad thing is there's so many young people, I'd say not young people, but maybe between even 20 and 40, 50, people committing suicides.
Yeah.
I agree. And I think there's lots of stuff out there. If you go back to 20 years, there was nothing. If you think about it, and it wasn't for men especially, it was you know ourselves, our generation, it was kind of a just man up. And let's be honest, if a man was feeling down, your mates would be come on, what's wrong? You know what I mean? I think now there's a lot more out there, but the problem is, I think women are good at talking and stuff, where men are not. So it doesn't matter how much stuff is out there. It's encouraging people to do it. But possibly there should be an easier access.
It's funny you say this, because when I worked with you years ago, when I first met you, I thought that ego is like the guy who likes going out and he's happy, and you don't see that side of somebody.
But yeah, of course. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I always have been. Obviously, I went through lots of stuff in my life, but I think I dealt with that. I was quite fine about it and stuff. But I think different things happen. Now, whether it's with me, it was years and years of build-up, and then this phase, and then everything came together. And yeah, what do you see in the front? It's not what... And people show a front. Do you know what I mean? Like you said, you know, you see people happy, and next thing you find, they kill them. It's you know, I know it sounds crazy, but Gary Speed.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. It probably, someone said to you, who's the last person you would think? You know, he was probably the most loveliest guy.
At the time, the manager of Wales.
Yeah, it's insane.
And how far he'd gone with them.
Yeah, and to this day, we still don't know anything, really.
Yeah, it could be anyone, couldn't it?
Yeah, and I think the more stuff is out there, like the stuff you're doing now, is great. If it can save 4 or 5 people.
I think the thing is, even if one person is listening, exactly. I think, oh, I can relate to that. Oh, I'm going to message. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And one person.
And I think initially when you start going through all these feelings and stuff going on in your head and stuff, I think people think, oh, I'm going loopy. There's something wrong with me. But it's not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
everyone's going through
Everyone is. And I can guarantee you, there's probably 60-70% of men that are probably going through it.
Yeah, I was talking about the time, especially now after the pandemic.
Of course.
A lot of the anxious stuff is through that. But the bill's going up now and everything that's going
on.
War in Ukraine, people are trying to help people come over from there, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, it's all that. And people are feeling it. Like, you know, it's at the moment, it's something all right, is it?
No, and I think it'll be a lot more.
Yeah.
Like you said, financial pressures, everything. You know, young people having kids younger.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everything. It's like a chain, isn't it? You don't know what's going on in people's lives and how they feel. And
that's what I say. It's always a smile. Are you okay? And
and you don't know how other people's partners are not understanding. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you don't know.
It's like us now, isn't it? It's like we're like known each other all these years.
Yeah.
I grew up with Gary.
Yeah, of course. Well, we've known each other, 20-odd years, haven't we? Yeah, when we played football and that's what I mean.
We don't even know this.
No, exactly.
Which is like, you're opening up now.
You say about me, but you're probably the life and soul, wouldn't you? Like always happy. Yes, you were always...
I was very much like you, where like I bottle things up a lot.
Yeah, which is the worst thing you can... But then you can change who you are. I suppose as you get older, you have to. Because otherwise you're going to be ill and you have to and talk about things more and stuff like that. But then it's hard to also change your personality, your character.
Yeah.
And I think as you're getting older as well, more things are happening to you.
Yeah, of course. Older.
There's more build then when something else goes wrong.
Yeah, of course.
I guess to that point then where you're like, where do you turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just don't know where to turn.
No, I agree.
And I think that from my experience, doing this is one of the best things you can do is just talking. And
that's what I mean. There's, like, I listen to Talk Sport a lot, and they do a thing on a Monday night somewhere. I think it's all across the UK. You know, like someone did, like, locally, a group of boys just meet, like, 20 of you. Just have a chat. But it's like, you know, they have the AA meetings and stuff like that. It'd be a similar sort of thing. People just get their problems out. I think it would help a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, no one judges anyone. It's just a chat. Yeah. And I can imagine there's so many people.
Yeah.
And you see it. You see it on social media. There is hundreds of thousands of people in the same boat.
I think look back on your father and with the Swans.
Yeah.
He most probably would tell you himself that working together as a team.
Yeah, of course.
Would make everybody stronger, isn't
it? Yeah, 100%.
Can you tell us a bit more about your dad and his football career?
Well, he's never as good as me. So always lived in my shadows. It don't help when I'm obviously playing local league football and everyone compares me to my dad and saying how crap I am. Obviously proud, and people still remember him. And
well, like when I first met you, the first thing as soon as you started typing in name on the computer.
Yeah, well, I'd be buggered if I ever get on Crime Watch when with my surname. Yeah, so I was more impressed with you. I thought it was like celebrity singer coming in, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know that. But like when we're open like this, I think you start to learn things that you don't even know about people.
No, of course, mate. And like I said, there's probably hundreds of people out there. It's like I said, if you get 20, 30, if this builds up more, it's only going to help.
Yeah.
You know, and loads of people going through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, youngster, like you said, the pandemic and everything else. You think how many people lost jobs. It's not good. And like you said, you see what's happening now with the economy, everything. Yeah. But then I think sometimes you got to think positive things as well. And like I was told, you got to write things down and stuff. Yeah. And I was writing things down and it was like...
I've done that before as well. And I said to you, when I dug it up thinking, you know, even if it's just, oh, I got to the shop and I got this to get. Just those little things and ticking them off. So like you're doing those things. Oh, I've done that this week now.
No, I think it's just like writing things down. For example, like how you feel.
Yeah.
So some days you just want to write things down. And then maybe a couple of days later, you remember how you felt those days. Like I said, I'm still up and down myself. If I had a solution, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you've got the gym, do you have to cope? Is it
yeah, for me, that's a drag. I switch off. Walking, football. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, with me, once my work stuff sorted out, I think that's a major part of my what's happened, stress, depression and stuff like that. I think that started it for me and I kind of just descended.
Yeah.
It became, whether it was maybe 60% of that, obviously pandemic, lockdown, lots of other things, everything, it just took over. Yeah, but that's what I find.
That feeling is too much, and you get that feeling there, it's too much.
But then I know also, like, people, if they suffer depression and stuff, like, they can't get motivation, and it's hard for them to motivate themselves. Whereas for me, I'll walk over to the gym, put my headphones on for an hour, hour and a half, I switch off.
Yeah.
Being around people, sweat it out.
Does that with the music apps?
Yeah.
Looking back through your life, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I wouldn't have never gone to uni.
No.
If I had any advice to anyone now, I would have never, after doing my A-levels, I would have either done a trade, like become maybe trained as a plumber, something. But I think uni was a good thing. I think it's more about growing up. For me, it was anyway, because I went up to Leeds. Do you know what I mean? For me, it was like it's part of growing up, moving out of your house, having to fend for yourself and stuff like that. But looking back at that side of things, I probably would have, wouldn't have bothered wasting, because obviously I got a degree out of it, or maybe doing something, maybe like doing a degree in teaching. But in hindsight, looking back, it's hard. Do you know what I mean? But what I would say is, looking back, when people say to you, your school days, your college days, the best days of your life, they are. There was no social media like we talked earlier.
We're outside playing football or off the street. I don't know, any friends, everyone just stuck in there looking at a screen, just...
I agree with you. I think social media, is as much as it's brought good things, it's also it's evil now. Look at it, it's just a whole generation. People just abusing each other, Twitter and all this.
And the go of each other.
About the football, isn't there? Like,
exactly. And people say about money and stuff, but that doesn't come into it.
No.
You know, like, for example, people like Rashford and stuff, you could be 200-300 grand. You're still going to take things personally. But if I was any famous person, I wouldn't be on social media.
Even the young footballers who say they come on, not even.
Yeah, of course.
They state the property, and the youngsters are more likely to look at social media. Yeah, of course.
But you're reading all this stuff. But, you know, what was the girl's name from Love Island, the presenter? That's insane. But again, that was all like media as well, pushing for that hope. And they tried to ruin it. And then she killed herself, it's like too late then.
They're trying to control the situation.
Of course. And when people say money, but it's not, if you're not happy in your mind, you can have billions in the bank.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't mean nothing. And life goes like that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I said to my dad, he lost a lot of money when obviously the war in Yugoslavia started. Yeah. But like, just enjoy your life. You don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah.
You're done. And then well, you've got to balance things out sometimes. Obviously, the stuff we've all gone through and stuff.
Yeah.
But then you also got to think, you know, we got this, we got that. We've got our health, we got this. But that obviously doesn't help you.
Yeah.
When you're in a headspace, people can tell you whatever they want.
You can't see the light.
No, you can't. Well, it's not that. You can't change how you feel. If you're feeling that way, people can say to you.
I know, when people say, I say, worse off on you, if you're feeling.
Yeah, of course it is. It's the worst thing.
That's not going to stop yours. You feel like that because, you know, they were worse off than you.
Yeah, when you get that feeling, when you're just down, you know, you feel depressed, anxiety.
The thing I learned through that was to not try and fight and just take each day at a time, which is, you know,
I still find
the small steps. Like, you know,
I agree.
Instead of trying to run.
Yeah.
As you said, if you were trying to think of something in a few weeks, so down the line, I've got to do this.
I'm the same now. I go week by week or day by day.
Yeah, rather than just take it as
that. You can't, because you don't know how you're going to feel in 5 days.
Yeah.
You've done it. Exactly. You know what I mean? It is tough.
Do you still find it hard some days to get up and motivate yourself to do things?
No. I get up, like, for work and stuff. I'm an early riser anyway. Like, some days I don't feel great.
How do you deal with that then?
Sometimes you just try to get through it. Like I said, there's been other stuff going back, man. Some days I just get up and I just feel like crying. I can't explain why. Nothing really major happened. I just feel like I need a good cry. I don't know why. Like, I know it's some crazy stuff, because obviously I'm always been like quite temperamental. But I even tried meditation, right? That lasted about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, one calm enough for that.
Yeah. Well, no, I was all right for that 20-minute period. Yeah. And I always was like, oh, come on. Like, it's not going to work for me. But honestly, for that 20, 25 minutes, you go into this world, and it's great. I wish I could do it all the time. But then once you get out of that world, it's back to normal world.
Yeah.
So I think I need to be in constant meditation to be totally chilled.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's stuff out there, yoga people have said. But like, how are you feeling?
Up and down, like, very similar to what you are.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, we were speaking to Richard. He was saying it's day to day.
Yeah.
And that's the way I take it now, is day to day. Don't look any more further ahead and try and, you know, do too much along.
Yeah.
Try and look at positive things. There are things you want to do, things to look forward to. Like, I'm going to do that. Like, at least pursue, always got something.
But I think for you, your outlet's music.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, like, since I haven't been doing the band, I didn't have an outlet to express.
Yeah.
My feelings and.
But that's good. That's probably help you if you start writing again. And
yeah, it's motivation, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. But then it's there, and I think once you start just writing things down, I think that will help you as well.
Yeah.
To open up more, yeah.
Yeah, if you're writing things down, just about your feelings, how you feel, you can write loads of stuff.
It's learning how to deal with the pressure.
Well, feelings, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think that's something I've learned a lot of. Like, I got into faith and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I've opened up more to people. I just feel that now I realise I can slowly grow, you know?
Yeah.
Become stronger, hopefully, anyway.
Become aware, you've got to remember who you are as well.
Yeah.
I think it's something to forget what you're doing, what type of person you are, like, and then you're just trying to find that, then, trying to get it back.
I think when you're in that dark place, and it's...
Well, yeah, and obviously you were in a lot worse really place than I was, yeah.
You don't really know how to get out of it.
No.
There
is no book on it. There's loads of people, and everyone's been through different stuff. Like I said, some days you just wake up. It's hard to even explain how you feel. Yeah. It's like your stomach feels funny. You're getting all this agitation. Yeah. You're feeling shitty.
In society now, in the communities around us, what would you like to see maybe more of for people, you know, like the sort of youth clubs and stuff like that? Do you think there should be more stuff like that around for people?
Yeah, I think even like things with local football, we got lots of youngsters and stuff, but it's different era, different mentality.
Yeah.
Like for me, when football wasn't on 20 years ago, it'd be devastating. My Saturday would be ruined.
Yeah.
But now it's totally different. The youngsters would rather be with their girlfriends or play the PlayStations, Xbox. I think there needs to be more stuff like this. Maybe like, I don't know, youth clubs, maybe. But there needs to be more access, as in not just over the phone. But, you know, someone can go and talk to someone.
It's a lot easier to do it this
way. Yeah.
As opposed to sitting on the phone talking to somebody. Don't know who they are or what they look like.
I agree. And it is tough because, obviously, you know, the initial steps, there was another 5 people in here now and they're all strangers. Of course it's going to be tough.
What do you prefer, talking with somebody you knew, like us?
Yeah.
A friend or... Would you find it better with a counsellor type? I don't know.
I think it works both ways, I think. Like, someone told me to go speak to a counsellor, and I thought, if I go speak to a counsellor, I'm actually going insane.
Yeah.
In my head, that was me thinking, if I talk to a counsellor, that means I'm going loopy.
Yeah, something wrong.
And no, in fairness, when I spoke to them once or twice, I did feel a lot better talking to a stranger because I think I talked to them more. It seems crazy, isn't it? You think you talk more to your family or your partner, but it doesn't. I found it easier to talk to a stranger. And also, you find out there's so many people out there. It's massive, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, stuff you're doing, it's not going to do any harm. If it helps 10 people, 5 people, it's got to be a positive thing.
Yeah, positive.
And like you said, none of us are insane. I've bottled things up probably all my life. But even my parents have always said it. My dad's always said to me, my sister's told the opposite. My sister will talk about everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's quite open.
Think you'll want to talk more?
Yeah, I have to because if I let things build up, it's just not good for me. No, it's not good for me. People living with me, you know what I mean?
That's the same for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, blokes just don't like talking about things. It's simple as. Like I said the other day, exampling all these people on Facebook, it's a lot of nonsense, let's be honest. Yeah. You got your circle of friends around you, but then even your close friends, you're not going to bother them all the time. Every other day, you're going to say, oh, I'm feeling like shit. Everyone's got stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's got problems. It's how you deal with it, and it's not easy, but you just got to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, and even little things, when people are feeling the lowest point, give me a ring or whatever. I would always hope, like, if my closest friends were feeling like that, in the worst case scenario, they were really having, you know, crazy thoughts. You know, sometimes even if just go out for a walk, or because in the day, you only hear once.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's so many people out there and you see it all the time. It's a massive issue. But at least now it's spoken about. Let's be honest, 10, 15, 20 years ago, no one knew what mental health was with nothing. Yeah. No. So
that's what said, some people still know, don't really believe in it. That it's not there to worry about.
No.
It,
the only way I'd say it, until it happened, they're not going to understand.
Yeah.
Because I was probably of the same thought, if I'm honest.
Oh, what's up, Smabbing?
Yeah. Oh, you think, like, he's going through so-and-so. I'd be all right.
Yeah.
Give him a couple of days, snap out of it.
But then on the other side, you then would feel like a burden, wouldn't it, on people if you...
Yeah, like, yeah, I agree.
That's the way I felt.
Yeah.
I felt like I was a burden on people, so I wouldn't put my problems to them.
But I think, you know, you've got your missus and your family, your brother. Do you know what I mean? That's your outlet. And like self, I'm always on the end of the phone. End of the day, it's a phone call. And let's be honest, you probably find over the next few months, it's going to be loads of people.
That's why we said, like, we put this together and if it helps one person.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we're just starting off small and see where
it's going. Yeah, exactly.
If people want to get involved, then the message, they would be on it, they can, they can come and have a chat.
No, I agree. But well, like when you two went to Northampton, didn't you? It's obviously people up there as well.
Yeah, brilliant what they said.
Because Gary's decided now to do a skydive.
Right.
For mental health. For fair play. Bruno Foundation. Well, I haven't got on the plane yet, but I'm...
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got, years ago, I got a surprise present for my girlfriend. She always wanted to skydive. In fairness, she loved it.
Yeah, but everyone's saying afterwards,
I seen a video. I wouldn't even get on a little plane to take me out. I don't mind flying, but I saw that little plane and
I saw the pictures on the walls and I was like, oh my God, I'm getting that. Like,
the thing is, I put everyone through like a lot of worry recently and like, I just think to myself, now's the time to start, you know, try and look at the important things of like, you know, looking after the family and little girl.
Well, that's what I mean. For yourself, you just got to keep positive, and every time you feel down, you just got to look at your little girl.
Yeah,
that's your drug, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to look at it like that and positive, and just got to talk about it. Do you know what I mean? But I think with you as well, I think you find a lot when you write in your music and stuff. And I think once you feel like getting back with the band and stuff, it'd be great.
Yeah.
I could be a tour manager then, and
you said that 20 years ago.
I know. I was waiting for you to go to X Factor, and then I was going to.
Yeah, do you have any advice for somebody who is feeling lost or alone in the world now?
I just think there's so much out there. I think you first port the call is contact GP. They can refer you to a counsellor. Try it out.
Yeah.
No one knows, no one judges you. There's a couple of numbers you can ring, or even you can go on the NHS website. There's loads of places. Do you know what I mean? There's so much out there now. There's no need for anyone to do anything stupid or there's so much out there.
Yeah. Don't give up.
No, you can't. Just talk to family, anyone.
Yeah.
Just open up. If you're feeling lowest of the low, even if you have a total breakdown, you're crying and it's nothing. No one's going to judge you. It's normal. Don't think you're different to anyone because... You're not.
It's always someone else.
Yeah, of course it is. But there's so much out there. And like I said, I listen to TalkSport and they were doing stuff like this and you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
There's so much out there. Boxers, professionals. Take an example, you know, Tyson Fury and Ricky Hatton and all these guys.
Yeah.
You know, they made millions, but they went off the rails, you know.
Yeah.
It's not about money. It's nothing to do with anything. If your head's not in the right headspace, it doesn't matter. These are professionals and there's so many. You know, we've got these football players. There's plenty out there.
It's a learning curve as well in life.
Of course it is.
As you're getting older, you're looking back and you're thinking, all those things we used to do when we was younger, and our family falls apart when people die and that, friends spread out different places.
I think it just becomes life. You go through phases with friends, don't you? You have close friends 10, 15 years ago, and now you've got a different group of friends. I think that's just life. The problem, I think, is everyone's got their own circle of problems, issues, and that's the thing. It's like everyone's surrounded by their own thing. And the sad thing is when it comes to it, just go in their own bubbles. It's like, just worry about myself but there's nothing that could be that bad that you can't talk about it.
It's just you telling yourself.
You know, from my experience, I think that's the best thing you do. Like you said, sometimes you feel a shit
yeah.
or whatever. And sometimes, like, even if you talk about anything, football, anything, yeah. you forget and you get it out and you feel much better. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my advice now is there's so much out there. There's no one that needs to feel alone or there's so many people out there who suffer. I think it's just having...
Reach out and contact.
Yeah. And it's not embarrassing. It's just normal. I think you're more of a person by doing it. If you open up and talk
it
about
better,
it.
Just
of course it does. Yeah, of course it does. People might think, oh, it's not easy for us, is it?
Yeah.
It's a big step for us as well.
Yeah.
But it's just sometimes people need a little nudge. That's or if you're thinking about stuff, it doesn't matter. You can think positively. But if you're overthinking, it's always in the back of your mind. You can't switch off. That problem in your head is still going to be in 2 days. It's going to be after the weekend. You know what I mean? So it's
always
be there. Yeah, you can't just... Your mind, that's what I mean. Your mind is one of the worst weapons you can have.
Yeah, yeah.
It stresses you up. But then, if you get older, it's not good for your health.
Yeah. Think back to years ago, if I felt down or sad, whatever, I would go to town. I just like blow it away again. Like, you know,
yeah.
just, that would
you can't
be my...
No,
I think that happens now, mate. I think we're just old now.
Yeah, we're old now.
Yeah.
I think we can still do it now.
We blow out about 8 o'clock and then I'm bedtime.
I do believe that that's why we started this is to try and help as many people as we can, isn't it?
Honestly, it's helped me and it's a good thing. I hope it kicks on.
You'll have to come back on.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
We're asking each guest if there's any... their favourite song is that they go to.
Or if you're feeling down, you just think, oh, I'll stick that on an episode.
Well, with me, obviously, I've always been dance music, so.
Yeah.
Any songs you can remember from when he was young?
Oh, God, yeah. Free From Desire, Gala. Tiesto, Adagio, Strings. Been a Long Time, remember that song? That's one of my favourite songs, Been a Long Time.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, a couple of them. But, yeah, I listen to, like, little podcasts and stuff like that.
But Ego, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, and you too, guys.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, and you guys.
Thank you very much.
Nice one, guys.
Take it easy.